Bindura, Zimbabwe, a crime-riddled mine town about 100 kilometers from the capital Harare and the site of a recent public hearing on the death penalty. Zimbabwe's parliament hopes citizens will support the bill abolishing the death penalty for crimes such as aggravated murder and treason. Energy Mutodi has the parliament's justice committee, which is leading the hearings.
So like you've seen here, if people have spoken, they are coming up with different views. Some are for the idea that the death penalty must be removed. Some are saying it must remain in the ocean as a deterrent might.
Those against the death penalty, like Tinei Mashone, say the punishment is too harsh and archaic. He says if you look at the constitution, it protects women from the death sentence, but he and others are pushing for equality. He says that is the basis of constitutionalism and democracy, so there is a bias there. He supports the new bill so that people can be corrected. Zimbabwe cannot solve violence with violence, he says. Amnesty International says it hopes Zimbabweans support the proposed law to end death sentence. Tinashe Mujuru is a campaigner at Amnesty International Zimbabwe.
Once it's done, and if someone is wrongly accused, then we cannot then take that life back. Two, we are saying this law is something that is a colonial relic that came with the white colonialists, and they were using the death penalty to oppress the black majority. So we are saying, why are we still inheriting something that was being used against us as the black majority?
Some participants at the hearing said they are seeing people who killed their relatives walking scot-free. Some Zimbabweans called for imposing the death sentence on rapists and those who commit violent crimes like robbery. One of them is Nomvuyo Nedi.
I disagree.
She says she agrees with abolishing the death penalty because some people are pardoned after serving 5 years and released. She says right now she sees the person who killed her brother walking freely. What should she do? If there's no hangman, you can hire her, she says. The last execution in Zimbabwe took place in 2005, and death penalty opponent President Emmerson Mnangagwa last month commuted the death row sentences for some prisoners to that of life imprisonment. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Bindura, Zimbabwe.